At home, Granny Weatherwax slept with open windows and an unlocked door, secure in the knowledge that the Ramtop's various creatures of the night would rather eat their own ears than break in. In dangerously civilized lands, however, she took a different view.
"I really don't think we need to shove the bed in front of the door, Esme," said Nanny Og, heaving on her end.
"You can't be too careful," said Granny. "Supposing some man started rattling the knob in the middle of the night?"
"Oh, not at our time of life," said Nanny, sadly.
"Githa Og, you are the most..."
Granny was interrupted by a watery sound. It came from behind the wall and went on for some time. It stopped and then started again, a steady splashing that gradually became a trickle. Nanny started to grin.
"Someone filling a bath?" said Granny.
"Or I suppose it could be someone filling a bath," Nanny conceded.
There was the sound of a third jug being emptied. Footsteps left the room. A few seconds later, a door opened, and there was a rather heavier tread, followed after a brief interval by a few splashes and a grunt.
"Yes, a man getting into a bath," said Granny. "What are you doing, Githa?"
"Seeing if there's a knot hole in this wood somewhere," said Nanny. "Oh, here's one."
"Come back here."
"Oh, sorry, Esme."
And then the singing started. It was a very pleasant tenor voice, given added timbre by the bath itself.
"Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed."
"Someone's enjoying themselves anyway," said Nanny.
"Wherever I may roam."
There was a knock at the distant bathroom door, upon which the singer slipped smoothly into another language.
"Per via di terra, mare o fiume."
The witches looked at one another.
A muffled voice said, "I've brought you your hot water bottle, sir."
"Thank you very much,"
said the bather, his voice dripping with accent. Footsteps went away in the distance.
"Indi came la strada to go home.
Splash, splash.
"Good evening, friends."
"Well, well, well," said Granny, more or less to herself. "It seems once again that our Mr. Slug is a secret polyglot."
"Fancy, and you haven't even looked through the knothole," said Nanny.
"Githa, is there anything in the whole world you can't make sound grubby?"
"Not found it yet, Esme," said Nanny brightly.
"I meant that when he mutters in his sleep and sings in his bath, he talks just like us, but when he thinks people are listening, he comes over all foreign."
"That's probably to throw that basilica person off the scent," Nanny said.
"Oh, I reckon Mr. Basilica is very close to Henry Slug," said Granny. "In fact, I reckon that they're one and the same..."
There was a gentle knock at the door.
"Who's there?" Granny demanded.
It's me, ma'am. Mr. Slot. This is my tavern."
The witches pushed the bed aside and Granny opened the door a fraction.
"Yes?"
she said suspiciously.
The coachman said you were, witches."
"Yes?"
"Maybe you could, help us."
"What's wrong?"
"It's my boy."
Granny opened the door further and saw the woman standing behind Mr. Slot. One look at her face was enough. There was a bundle in her arms. Granny stepped back.
"Bring him in and let me have a look at him."
She took the baby from the woman, sat down on the room's one chair, and pulled back the blanket. Nanny Og peered over her shoulder.
"Hmm,"
said Granny after a while. She glanced at Nanny, who gave an almost imperceptible shake of her head.
"There's a curse on this house, that's what it is," said Slot. "My best cow's been taken mortally sick too."
"Oh, you have a cowshed," said Granny. "Very good place for a sick room, a cowshed, it's the warmth. You better show me where it is."
"You want to take the boy down there?"
"Right now."
The man looked at his wife and shrugged.
"Well, I'm sure you know your business best," he said. "It's this way."
He led the witches down some back stairs and across a yard and into the fetid sweet air of the byre. A cow was stretched out on the straw. It rolled an eye madly as they entered and tried to moo. Granny took in the scene and stood looking thoughtful for a moment. Then she said,
"This will do."
"What do you need?" said Slot.
"Just peace and quiet."
The man scratched his head.
"I thought you did a chant or made up some potion or something," he said.
"Sometimes."
"I mean, I know where there's a toad."
"All I shall require is a candle," said Granny. "A new one for preference."